It's nice and nice. Kesinlikle mükemmel oldu. Hoş geldin, iyi sana.
Da 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 people, Klein and Weinberger, for being here tonight. I want to thank the sponsors for the evening, Mark Nussbaum, Elliot and Tara Blumenthal, and Lili Mishmas, Elliot's grandmother, your side, Sarah Dorabans, Aaron. Anonymous sponsor in honor of Rob Weinberger and Shlomo, and another anonymous sponsor in honor of Yitzhak Mordechai Bader, and Zeb and Lavini Alexander in honor of the HF and of Kodesh Elul. When please keep your cell phones in silent mode, and when you leave tonight, remember it's a residential neighborhood, and please do it so quietly.
Just to say, Hamelach, believe what was said. To say, I'll heed on our king, and I'll heed on our Lord. Shalom Al said, Leif Chacham Yamina, Leif Seal Bismayl. Leif Chacham Yamina, Leif Smayl, Leif Seal Bismayl means that the heart of the wise person is on the right, and the heart of the fool is on the left. Because there are two chadorim, there are two rooms. There are two cavities, spaces, places in the heart of the Jew. Leif Chacham Yamina means that the Baruch Shalom says that there are two ways of thinking. There are two ways to return to. That's all we want. Everyone of us wants to return to. I'm sure you remember, I always say the story this time of the year. In the ghetto in Lodz, the tzaddik from Radishitz was told miraculously that there were some Jews who were able with knives and forks to claw their way, to punch their way through a hole in the basement, to make an opening to get to the mikveh, because the Nazis in Machshavah closed down all of the mikvehs in Lodz. But they found an Eitzah, they went into the basement, they were in the basement next to the mikveh, and they made a hole. And they came and they told the Rebbe that at the risk of his life, someone came and told him at the risk of his life that he could, it was Erev Yom Kippur. The Tzaddik couldn't imagine coming into Yom Kippur without a mikveh. And they told the Tzaddik, and they said there were only two or three people that they told to come to the mikveh after curfew, at night, to crawl through the streets, to get on to come to this building next door and to try to get through into the mikveh. And the person who risked his life to go with the Rebbe survived, the Rebbe didn't. And I'm sure many of you remember what happened, that until they got to that place, they got to the building, they went to the basement, they were carrying candles, and the person who survived, who was with the Rebbe, said that he walked with the Rebbe down to the basement, and there were hundreds of Jews, and there was a hole in the wall that was big enough for one person to go through, and not any person. So there was somebody there that was pushing, and somebody who was inside was pulling, fast, the tire room to come out, the tire room to come out. There probably wasn't such a kedusha in the mikveh from the time of Yisrael Mikdash, the Tad Mikveh. And the Rebbe from Radishit said that this person who came with him, they were walking down the stairs and they were holding candles, they thought there would be three people there. People, all of these people risked their lives to come to the basement. And the Rebbe couldn't believe it. He looked at all of these Jews, and the whole picture, you know, picking up somebody and hoisting him into the hole, pushing him through the hole, pulling out. And the Rebbe said that could there be any people like your people? It's the darkest moment, the darkest time that's ever been in the history of Christ. And all Jews are thinking about is how to find a way to live. How to find a way out of the ghetto for a moment. To go through an opening that leads to something holier, something better. I think we all want that so badly. It could be like Alice in the Looking Glass. If we could just walk out and walk into that mikdash. Walk into the Beis HaMikdash. So Leif Chacham Yamina means that the Chacham's way, finding that opening, the Chacham's way of finding that opening, is to be Isaac on the right side. The right side, of course, means everything that's positive, everything that's tight, everything that's good. Leif Chacham Divino means that the neshama of a Jew is starving for every word of that. There are children here, the children should know, especially the tefillos that come out of their mouths. Every single word that you say, Moed Ha'ani, those words in the morning, and you say Kriya Shema at night. Strengthening the neshama, uplifting the neshama. The neshama is mischazek, it's mitzatzem. With every dovish of kedusha, with every machshav of tayyib, with every good thought and good feeling, and word of davening, and word of learning, every mitzvah. Leif Chacham B'Yamino, the wise person, especially now before Mashiach comes. The wise person is not focused at this time. There is a time for it. It's not right that has to be in Kippur. But to come to the king, to be in the mechitza of Melech Malkei HaMelachim, to get into that opening, to climb into the mikveh, in our generation, Leif Chacham Yamino means that the person thinks about good things. But the neshama itself is strength. The lake sealed the smart line. The fool of Tavshin Ayin Vav, all he thinks about is what he's ruined in his life, the mistakes that he's made. Again, I'm not saying there needs to be a time of charata, what charata means, I'm not going into right now, of regret. Of course, a kabbalah mahal. But the ksil is always standing outside of the mikvah. Always standing outside, he's never able to enter into that place. Because the more he thinks about ra, the more he thinks about the left side, because the left side sits with the smaller side of Tumah, the side of the not good, of the light life. And in our time, when a person spends his elbow, instead of being with the Melech Tosav, instead of Kesha, Amila Doide, Vidaide Li, the Leib Seal, the smiling, puts him in a bad place. Sof Kol Sof, everybody here knows that there's Yisayf in the Baal Shem Tov, that all this started bringing down. She's already been told this, but it's a deep warning now from the Baal Shem Tov. Heichem, Sha'odam, Chayshev. Shom, Yisus. Heichem, Sha'odam, Chayshev. Shom, Kulay. Shom, Nimtza, Kulay. Where a person's thoughts are. This is the essence of a person, of his thoughts. So where a person's thoughts are, that's where he is in time. That's where he is. Fulasham Moshe has asked. And he draws himself into that place. So instead of drawing myself, Chacham draws himself into the mikveh. To mikveh Yisrael Hashem, to Ashrechem Yisrael, Lifne Mi'at Matar. Yom Kippur is the biggest simch Lifne Hashem Tatar. And the thoughts of the Chacham are entirely upon what I can do. What can I do to draw closer to the King? More davening, more learning, more mitzvahs and masim toyim, to make amends with people that I've heard. Of course, we're going to speak to a Jew that the two of us have grown apart, a brother, a friend, a parent. Because the Chacham knows that if a person's thoughts are good and doing good, and he increases his mitzvahs and masim toyim, and he pulls himself to sleep, and he's basic to type. So I say something just simple. He's basic to type. Every one of you came tonight. There's so many reasons why it's hard to leave on the Masei Shabbos. It's late, and leave them with the Shabbos. The common. Because you're looking for an opening to the mikveh. You want to be facing the Ram Tayyib. And everything that's good that we do enlarges the domain of the Mishnah. It expands the domain of the Mishnah. And as we get closer and closer and closer to the Bari Oyla, they feel that Hashem Rekecha is Mishalach Rekecha Bachanach. And in Mele, like a Pani comes and says, he makes sure Yom Kippur, he looks at the way that he was living, it's well nice to him to go back to such a way of life. He wants to live a life of Kippur, so with Kippur. The Nusach of this Pshisk is a little bit sharp. You know, the Pshischa took everything from the Rosh Hashanah and put a blade on the edge. It's still the Berach of Rosh Hashanah. Of course, it's the Berach of Rosh Hashanah. But it cuts through a lot of the interference. The Pshischa, the Rebbe Bunim Slusi Yelena, not only the Tzadikim hated the Bible. I hated Napoleon. They saw Napoleon as being a big Russia. Even though Napoleon made certain offerings to the Jews. And you all know there was a big Machlokes Tzaddikim. Big Machlokes Tzaddikim. But to support France and Napoleon, to support Russia. And the Rimanov and the Latanya and all the Tzaddikim were divided as Indian, these two sides. Very, very, very beginning. Shevachai from Klozenberg, exclusive empires of Yeshua. Pages and pages explaining what this Machlokes was. But they all despised the problem. And the Rebbe of Simcha Lunim said that Aval Pichem, even though the person himself was an embodiment of the Sitrach, but he was mechadish something in the art of milchama, of warfare. He was mechadish something, a certain taxis, a strategy in milchama. And the Rebbe Bunim said that he is very fond of this mahalach of the poem. Apparently, until that time, you know, in the old days, there were all kinds of modern ways that they fought their milchamas. Remember when we were kids, we used to watch these movies, we'd have like British on one side, Americans on the other side, and they're just like a guy playing the drum, and they just start watching each other shooting. I was wondering how do you get Peyer Zeichner to be in the front two rows? You know? All the guys in the front row. And ever since then, when I was in school, I wanted to be in the back of the room. They're just like going, and somebody's playing with us, shooting, and this guy's dropping. I'm sure there were no Yidden that were the basic of such an Indian. So Napoleon had a different mahalo. Whereas in those days, it seems that along with that type of stuff, the Yisoid was to get to take the entire army, to bring the entire army to the capital, to the fortified walled city, the big city of the enemy, to come to that place and to bring your whole army there, and to go and to battle through, to fight that war, to get through the walls of the city, of the big city. To get to the armory, to the palace, and to fight to the finish. That was the mahalach. Napoleon said a different way. He had a chiddush. Rebbe Bunim said Napoleon found a new way. What was his way? His way was to have a smaller part of the army, a small cavalry, surrounding and guarding around the wall so that nobody would be able to come out or to leave. Everything was inside that city. Well, the treasure, the king, the palace, everything to surround the city. That what? That what's inside shouldn't be able to be especially outside. In the meantime, the bulk of the army, Napoleon would take thousands and thousands of soldiers, the bulk of the army, he would take all around to the Stadtwerk. He would make a kibush, a shchit, mamush, a shchit, by all of the Stadtwerk, one after the other before them. And afterwards, they would come back with the soldiers. The people inside had already nowhere to go to. The entire Malchus was already taken. The whole Malchus, there was no longer a Malchus. It belonged to the Pope. And then it was the easiest thing. Inside they were surrounded, there would be no place to go. So the Rebbe Bunim said, it's a chiddush Napoleon was Mechan. The chiddush would be kashtami shamus Hashem alokechem as us. Bikashtami shamus Hashem alokechem, you know what that means? Because the Rebbe Bunim said that sometimes a person gets completely stuck. Because in his life or her life, there's that big, big, big fortified capital of Ra, that big crazy Yitzhar, that big crazy type that the person's always, always falling to, always surrendering to, always failing to come. And at that Indian, the Rebbe Bunim says the person sees himself as being a low Yitzhar. He's not able to be victorious. He's a low Yitzhar in that Indian. So the Rebbe Bunim said that the Torah of the Baal Shem says the following. The Iker is to try to see to it that at least that the Ra, that Ra, that Yetzirah is not misfashioned to conquer more territory, to leave. Try to hold it in check as much as possible. To know that it's there. But the Iker, the Rebbe Bunim said, is to conquer more. Take over all of the shtetl. You know what that means? The Rebbe Bloom said, to be focused on more data, more learning, more chesed, more mitzvahs and mazel tov, more ahavas chaver. To go out and to conquer where you can't much leave. To make a kibush of tov. And wherever you are, the Rebbe Bunim said, it's Vikash to Mihu, Mishon, Mishon. Mishon, from that place that you're in, to take over new parts, new territories of Kedusha. To add more and more learning, more and more davening, more mitzvahs. And then, afterwards, the Rebbe Bunim said that afterwards, the fortified city already falls apart, it's not there. Because once the person goes into that mikveh, once the person passes through that opening and tastes something, once a person comes into contact with HaMelech, with the Bari Olam, and he feels the mesikas, the sweetness of what that means, Mishon in that place where he can be successful, where he can win. So then, the whole dimion of Ra, the whole world of the ghetto outside of the mikveh. There's nothing, it's worthless, it's ugly, it's filth. Therefore, Leib Chochem Yemino means that the wise person is thinking about the right side of his life. Because me too can know other out. Remember what the Rebbe Rebbe said. We know that it's there. But the late Chacham, Zanila Doi, the Malchus of Avoid the Simcha Te'er to make good decisions for what we want to do this coming year. Te'er more and more and more on the Avoidim. That's the Tessach, that's the opening. Heichem Shalom Chayeshe. A person who's thinking all the time about his avers. Shom hukul. A person who's thinking about the mistakes that he's made in his life. There's a time for that, like the Tanya says. Because we're kaveya time, where shall we get your time? When is kaveya time? But for a person to be living in that way of exil, that he lives on the left side of the heart and thinks about all the kikul and all the mistakes and all the regrets, all the disappointments in life. Sham hukulai. Ulusham Moishek has asked. Not only does he not get into the king, but every year another Rosh Hashanah goes by, another says Meshuv, another Yom Kippur. He never ever gets into the king. He never gets to that place of he always has a couple of things that he's going to fix, and he thinks about these things during davening Yom Kippur, and even during davening Yom Kippur, Shambhu Pula Yom Moshech has asked me even to the ugliness, like when they came out, I told this many times in school, when I was in high school, they came out with extra Vidui booklets, no fat Vidui booklets. First they were skinny, and then these people made fatter booklets for Viduyim, and I thought this was a good thing, and I got one of these. There was a picture of a guy and some kid saying Vidu on the cover, and it looked like it was a good thing. Maybe it would work for me. So I remember the look of disgust on my father's face when he asked me when I came to shul that besides the machs I had like an extra book. So my father said, "What do you have over there?" So I said, it's like Vidui paraphernalia or something. Extra Vidui stuff. So my father looked at this, the hat, they bring it down from Sadiqa, from Katmain, you know. He said, more al-khayt. So my father never took this book, and he threw it on the floor. He said, "Just say what it says in the box. If you could work on a couple of those things, it'll be fine. You don't have to worry about the extra, other people, it's not for you. The Vidway patrol campaign, whatever that is. Like seal the smile. Like Chacham is the Yamina, a good thing. Thinking about good things, Chlokas Toivis, Mashavas Toivis, do good things. So the wedding, let me tell you about the wedding. Malchus. The only vision is losing your enlightenment. Making a shidduch with Rav Hirshu and another. The visioner, everybody heard of it. Rav Mendel Rimanova, everybody heard of it. Rav Tzvi Hirsch, Rav Hirsch Rimanova, who was called Rav Hirsch, the Rebbe of Hirsch Misharis. Not everybody so familiar with the Rebbe of Hirsch Misharis. Who was this person? Masik, who he was. His parents died when he was young. His father was an elochid, a simple Jew. He was a tailor. And Rav Hirsch Rimanova had a very, very hard life. He married, was impoverished, some terrible sickness in his family, He lost 14 children. 14 children died during his life. Hashem Shabbos. Somehow, we don't know exactly how, somehow he ended up by the Rebbe of Mendel Rimmel. And he was a Shamus by the Rimmel. Shamus, he was lighting the candles in the shul and putting back the chumash and so on. He was a Shamus in the shul. The Rebbe of Mendel Rimmel adored him. Rebbe Mendel Rimmel saw in him something that nobody else saw. He said, one time the Yidda Kaddish came to visit the Mandarin. And the Yidda Kaddish spent Shabbos and he was watching the Shamas. And he asked the Mandarin, who is the Shamas that you have? And he said, his name is Hirsch. And the Yidda Kaddish said to Mandarin, he said to the Mandarin, he said, Mandel, you better be careful. This Shamas is going to steal everything that's in your oitzes. He's going to steal everything that you have in your treasure. And he's going to take all of the madrigas, the highest madrigas. He's going to become the tzaddik gadol. So they say to Rebbe Mendel Rimmel, they said to Yidda Kaddish, he doesn't have to steal everything. My pages are open to him. He can take whatever he wants. But he was a shamus until Rebbe Mendel Rimmel died. Once Rebbe Mendel Rimmel died, then the Pirush Masharis, with Mizgal for who he was, like Yidda Kaddish called him, he was Mizgal for who he was. He married the Kiv Palmaites, Amayan and Mizgal, and Sidis. Many, many, many of the Dole Hazar went to a Pirish Mishavis, including the Divikai, Susi. And he was from the Mefur Sam. And the shidduch was made between the visioner and the Pirush Masharis, the marrying their children. And the minig of the visioner, and you probably know this myself, but the minig of the visioner was that when it came by the Tanoim, it came at the Tanoim for the Chasna. The Holy Vishnu said his yichus. The Vishnu said, I, Yisrael, from Rishin, and the son of Reb Shalom Shach Netovitcher, some of these names are familiar to, and Reb Shalom Shach was the son of the Malach, the Holy Malach of Avram. The Malach was called the Chabad, the Kaddish, the Holy. He was the Baal Tanya's Chavrus. The Baal Tanya taught him Nigla, and the Malach taught the Baal Tanya in his Chavrus. So my father is Reb Shalom Shachna, my grandfather is the Malach. My great-grandfather, if I say who's the great-grandfather? He was in Shemagid, great-grandfather. And he said the whole yichus took a while, because he had the whole yichus until David HaMelech. And after he said the yichus, by saying the yichus, he was inviting his holy ancestors to come into this world, to be there for the simcha of the shidduch. Because that's why he was saying the Holy Yichus. He was bringing these neshamas down mount. So you can imagine how everybody on the other side was getting a little bit uncomfortable, you know? And there isn't a turn to a person of Shabbos. And he said, look at this. What's your Yichus? What's your Yichus? So Hirsch Mishar said, my parents died when I was little. I don't know. I didn't have grandparents who died before. I don't know anything. I don't know anything. My father was say, yeah, there's a table. I schneide it. And I can hardly remember my father. But I remember one thing. I remember that my father would take me into this like dungeon where he was working with the clothing, with the cloth and the material. And I remember that he would say to me, "Hey Shalom, the ikur is to remember this. The ikur is, if you want to be a good tailor, the ikur is to remember this. Any suit that you get, any piece that you get, it's old. Don't be metallic. Rather, anything that you get that's new, a new material that you get, don't be macabre. Be careful not to ruin it. It's new. Take care of it. Mela, anything that's old, you'll be able to fix. Be careful to fix whatever is old. That's all that Pesh Nishara said. That's my yichus. While he was finishing that, the Holy Vision just thought, this great man is genug, it's kedusha from his kedusha, it's mavayish. It's humiliating, it's embarrassing me, there is mavayish. You know, the story always meant a lot to me. First of all, my father's always been saying, he's a tailor. Entire life after the Muhammad is just to take care of everything new that God gave him. And through that to bring a repair to whatever was before in his life. When the vision is said, look, he's enough. And Mamish embarrassing with such a weakness. He was talking to us, to our generation, our country, where we are now. It's Kadosh Baruch Hu who's giving us a new year of heaven. It's a big bracha. Hashem's bracha should help us to all come good health to our families and all around us of the new year. You know, there are seats everywhere that had good Jews, beautiful Jews, and then last year, the Jews are not here anymore. They're empty seats. And it's normal and natural, and you define a million marmakites. Because I didn't just buy a Hebrew book without a note. I spent many years of my life learning a lot of depressing things. It got me ready to buy the extra Hebrew book. And there's no shortage of things you can see in different svarim. Some are written by brilliant and holy people. The Tashna Ayin Vav, it's all Leiv Ksil, this month. Rosh Hashanah is saying to us, I'm giving you a new year. And we're going to give you everything brand new, a new Jewish mind, a new Jewish heart. Look at each other, we're all going to be new, our children, brand new, grandchildren, brand new, friends, brand new, brothers, brand new. Everything random. And Hashem's Rav says, "Kill him. Be careful not to give him a count. The gift of the gift. Don't ruin what I'm giving you. And if you're careful not to ruin the gift of the new year, maybe, whatever's old will be fixed. Whatever's old will be fixed. Hashem's Rav will help. And everything that's old and all the problems of the past, somehow, some deep and mysterious way, will be fixed. I think I said this over 2 times. Another 2 minutes. I'm sorry. I said it once, once in the shul, maybe in Kippur, Shana or Hanukkah. And the second time that I said this was when I was sitting with my wife and around 50 other Jews in Birkenau, in Auschwitz. At the end, you know, this one ruined place, the Gesher, the Chaisa, and at the end. And over there I told this story. It's not really a story, it's something amazing that happened. It was the year of the Churban of 9/11, which in the Jewish calendar was beginning of Sichus, yeah? I think, I don't know, it was before Pesach. It was the first day of Sichus. It was the first day of Sichus, I don't remember. It was that time. There were Jews that didn't go to the first day of Sichus. There were 20 Jews that were killed. And not Jews that were killed. It was a terrible war. So, now they've built up a lot of things that I wasn't there. I don't know. I know they made a museum and other stuff. But immediately after that happened, that area, remember, was called Ground Zero. Remember? It's called Ground Zero. It's a terrible thing. It was called Ground Zero. And only, you know, it was very hard to get down there. People were curious to see if everything was. We were clearing away stuff. So Erev Rosh Hashanah. It must have been 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I get a call from a Chassidish friend of mine. He's a benign shel kedoshim. He's a big miyuchas. He himself is the embodiment of everything that I was talking about before. The cool light type. That's what always happens. This is the type. This year. The tzaddik of Egypt, not much. You know what I'm talking about? The tzaddik of Egypt. This is a year that in the mountains, there's a place that he was going Moshe Shabbos where the guys and girls were hanging out, drinking, and getting sick and doing terrible things. And he would come there with his wife and bring them hot breakfast on the Sunday morning. They should have, he was worried they wouldn't have repeated. He wouldn't do this place. He used to bring back some kids for him. Such a need. So this Saturday calls me at 3 o'clock, even later, I'm there at Rosh Hashanah. And I hear there's a big tumult, and I say to him, Mark, where are you? He says, Mark, where are you? He says, I'm here by Ground Zero. Ground Zero. He says, not. He says, what are you doing there? It's Yom Tov. And how did you get down there? How did they let this is funny, this guy, you know, yeah, he got down there. It's still the law, he got down there. They were only letting certain people down there. They got down there. I said, what are you doing down there? How did you get there? He said, never mind how I got down here. I guess the way you get the same way you can find in the mix, you're lodged together. You find a way down to Gavin too if you want. Such a person, they open doors to such a person. So he says, I'm at Ground Zero. I'm at the bottom. And Mom, she said, it's unbelievable. I said, why did you go? What are you doing down there? He says, I came down here and I screamed out at the top of my lungs. One word, that was the word. Now it's time for you. You get everything out of this. Sometimes you feel like you're ground zero. And sometimes all you're thinking about is the suits of life that you ruined. The things that you ruined in the past. Eat from that place of Ground Zero in his life, screams out the top of his lungs, Hamelach. The Rosh Hashanah, Hanai, Yod, and Uli, Yod, as if calculate the gifts that Hashem has given us, starting again. The greatest gift, the gift to start again. Not to ruin the gift that He's given us. And you nail everything of the past. Everything from ground zero, Hashem has brought with us. Everything will be fixed. Which is urgent to Hashem to wear those illusions. All the misses and us and pray to see each other in a new way. We shall lie in the Lord's shame and make this very narrow.
Amen.